The reason we chose to learn this now is because we finished the Sefer Das Tfunis last month, last year. The Sefer Das Tfunis is a very unique Sefer. It's the Ramchal's Hashkafa. Actually, the English volume, the English Feldheim Das Tfunis, says on the cover, understand the precise method of God's creation or something like that. Like, well, that's a little presumptuous, but basically, the Das Tfunis sets up what the system of Hashem's world is.
Isn't that Derech Hashem?
Derech Hashem is practical. Das Tfunis is more the philosophy behind it. I'm trying to explain what Das Tfunis is all about.
Oh, okay.
So it's much more philosophical. It's not practical. It's not the practical part. The Derech Hashem brings it down to practical. So the Das Tfunis basically explains that the purpose why Hashem created the world is to be megala his yichud in the world, and therefore he wants us to be active participants in being megala the yichud Hashem. Megala the yichud Hashem means reveal that everything in the world is really Hashem and only Hashem.
How does that fit in with the purpose of the world according to the Zohar?
Mr. Sharm is a Ramchal same person.
I know. That's what I'm asking.
Right.
So is this a different purpose to the world?
No. Well, the purpose is for us to be Nana. So he had to give us a job to do so that we could earn the schar. So what is the job to do? The job that we need to do is being Megal of the Yichud.
That's almost like, that's a Hechatim Sub. Yeah. Nana is the Ishkinosu.
Right. The idea, that's all the schar. But what are we doing? What is it that we're doing? What we're doing is being Megal of the Yichud Hashem. And that now, in order to be Megala the Yichud Hashem, why does Hashem have to make it that we have to be Megala it? Where do we have to reveal it? Let it just be there. Because then we wouldn't get tzar. Because then he's just giving it to us for free. In order to be Megala the Yichud Hashem, Hashem had to create Tov and Ra. And the Ra, the purpose of the Ra, the one of the biggest chidushim I think that we had in the entire Das Tfunis is that the creation of Ra was put in the world only for the purpose to be destroyed. There is no alternative reason for Ra. That's it. The purpose of Ra is only so that when we destroy it, we realize more Gilui Hashem in the world. And we're bringing it out now because we destroyed that Ra. So the Ra is there as a way for us to be able to destroy it so that we're the ones creating more Yichud Hashem in the world. That's the Tachlis in the world. That was one of the big Chidushim of Das Tfunis. So it was a constant struggle. It was a constant struggle between... Oh, the other shiur starting at 8:45, Jerry.
What?
The other shiur starting at 8:45.
Okay, I thought I would come in.
So, the purpose at the end is that we are Megala the Ra. We destroy the Ra. We destroy the Ra so that we bring out the Yichud Hashem in the world. That's a synopsis of Das Tfunis. Agreed?
I'm about 60 pages into it for the second time. Really slow.
Yeah, okay, good. So, I decided that for Rosh Hashanah, for preparation for Rosh Hashanah, we would learn a mimer of Ramchal, where he discusses what is the idea of Rosh Hashanah, and he brings it out from an analysis of the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah. So the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah are going to be the analysis through which he bases his avoda of Rosh Hashanah. Now, one of the big things that people ask on Rosh Hashanah is that the tefillos are very bizarre, because the tefillos don't discuss anything about our personal needs. This is a very famous question, that the tefillos don't describe, we're having a Yom HaDin, help me, you know, I want to have money, I want to have good kids, I want to get married, I want to have a life, I want to have this, I want to have... We don't discuss anything. We discuss only Hashem being Megala himself over the world. So he's going to be discussing that issue over here in the Sefer. And Reb David Kohen, the Rosh Yeshiva in Hebron, wrote a whole Sefer on a pirush on this mimer. So this is the Sefer Reb David Kohen wrote. The mimer is there. The mimer is only 10 pages. It's just this. This is the whole mimer. And he wrote a sefer this thick explaining the mimer. So, So basically, it's a Gishmaka Hemshech of Das Tvunis is explaining the Maimer of the Ramchal and Rosh Hashanah. Okay, that's the connection, that's the concept. So we can start with the first beginning paragraph, okay? He says like this, V'chein Yiskat Hashem, he's going on the Machzor. He says, B'kdushas Hashem, B'kdushas Hashem, Moisifin, V'chein Yiskat Hashem, and he goes, basically, in the middle of the bracha of Kedushas Hashem, we start talking about that. We talk about, Kajroch, we want your shame to be misgadol in the world. So what is that? What is that? What's the Indian? The Indian. What's the Indian? Da. Kine b'chal oilom yesh toivin ra. There is toivin ra in the world. V'anfeim b'mina enushi yisrov v'umas oilom. So he says that there's toivin ra in the world.
Is this the mimer or is this the...
No. I'm going to reread the mimer. Anything I say from him, if I say it, I'll say it outside. So, there's toivin ra in the world, and that's represented in humanity by Yisrael and Umas Olam. It means Yisrael is what represents toiv in the world, and Umas Olam is what represents ra in the world. So the manifestation of ra in the world is the Umas Olam. Why? Because they all represent covering over, even if there's good people, but the point is, Ra means in this context, covering over Hashem's presence in the world. So the Umas HaOlam are not busy trying to find Hashem in the world. Adrabba, their presence covers Hashem over in the world. The presence of the Umas HaOlam covers Hashem in the world. They make it, the stronger the Umas HaOlam are, the less apparent Hashem is. Because their values are not Hashem type of values. The values of the Umas HaOlam are antithesis of Ruchnias, basically. So therefore, the Umas HaOlam represent everything to do with Ra. When I say Ra, I mean the Das Tunis type of Ra. The Ra which is, we see the world for what the world looks like, and not, we don't see Hashem in the world.
You mean Umas HaOlam, do you mean like the atheists? Is that the best?
Everyone is not Jewish.
Anyone who's not Jewish. But what about some of the non-Jews that do bring out Hashem's awareness in the world? Because that's not fully...
It's still at the end, unless he's a ger. I mean, a ger tosha maybe doesn't do a avodah zarah. But at the end, their mission is not to be megala Hashem in the world. So the presence of the Umas HaOlam... Now, there are Umas HaOlam that are subordinate to Jews.
That's where I'm okay. I see a lot of, maybe because they're by patience, but that's right.
Okay, you could have an Umas HaOlam which views himself as subordinate to a Jew, but that's not, in our goal, it's very uncommon. That's not what we're talking about.
But Azura is talking about the halakhi, the president of Gertoshev, right.
So Gertoshev is a very complicated reality.
Yeah,
but basically, the Das Tunis is Ra, is the Ra which covers Hashem's presence over in the world. And that Ra makes it that you can't see Hashem. The people that represent that Ra is Umas HaOlam. Yisrael, Klal Yisrael, represents Tov, because that represents a HaKadosh Baruch Hu's being apparent in the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shechina is in Klal Yisrael. Like the Vilna Gaon says, where it says, V'asu li mikdash v'shechanti b'soicham. Says the Vilna Gaon, really, where is the Shechina? Is b'soicham. The Shechina is in Klal Yisrael, it's not really in the Beis HaMikdash. So where is the Shechina in the world? Is in Klal Yisrael. Who's hiding the Shechina? Is the Umas HaOlam. So really, Zokta Ramchal is a whole other perspective on Das Tunis, is that the fight between Toiv and Ra is the same fight between the Umas HaOlam and Klal Yisrael. The fight between finding Hashem in the world versus Hashem being hidden in the world is the fight between the Umas HaOlam and Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael represents Shechina being apparent and clear in the world, and Umas HaOlam represents this that Hashem's hiding his presence in the world is hidden. Now, let's see if someone posted the link, because I don't have the Zoom link. No, okay. Now, Vihine, Tikun HaOlam Hu Shiatoiv Shoilet Vera Nichbe. The Tikun of the Olam is the ultimate Tikun of the world, where it comes to its fullest. Tikkun is when Tov is more clear than Ra. Hashem Shechina is more clear than he said it.
More clear or exclusively clear? Like that's all there is.
Tov beat Ra. That's when Tov is on top, that's Tikkun Ol Olam.
So there's still Ra.
Right, but the Ra is subordinate.
So it's not eradicated.
I guess the ultimate, when Mashiach comes, it's all eradicated.
Correct.
But to the degree that there's degrees in it. To the degree that the Tov is on top, we're in a good position because Hashem's clarity in the world is more clear. To the degree that the Ra is on top, then there's less Tikkun Olam in the world.
And that's dependent on us.
Uvimin ha'inushi Yisrael sholtim v'umasa olam mishtabdim. So he says that the Tikkun Olam world will be when Klal Yisrael is on top and the Goyim are mishibatos. Because when Klal Yisrael is on top, that means that those that bring out the Shechin in the world are running the world, and everyone else is subordinate to them. So when it says when Mashiach comes, that the Melachim of the world, the kings of the world, will be slaves of Klal Yisrael. Because if the most powerful Goyim can be subordinate to Klal Yisrael, right? The most powerful Goyim can be subordinate to Klal Yisrael. So then, what happens is that now their whole existence is just to help our mission. They don't have their own mission. Their existence is just to help our mission. So now everybody's in the same boat now. Now everybody is here to bring out our mission, which is to bring out more Gilui Kavod Shemayim in the world.
It sounds like Shita Shmuel. That's like the hallmark of
why is Shibun Malchus so fundamental? And the answer is because of this. Right. The answer is because Shibun Malchus means that we can't successfully bring out our mission. And our mission is Gilui Kavod Shemayim. So it's equally.
So are we blaming them?
This is a new thing. We didn't know this.
Are we blaming the Goyim? We said we can't fulfill our mission because of you people?
Well, it's not because of them. It's because of us. It's because of us. But Lamaisa, it is them. It's just our fault. But at the end, it the reality is it is the
Umas. If we were stronger in our mission,
yeah,
they wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah. Right. So this is another layer onto Das Tunis where the manifestation of Toiv versus Ra in the world is who is stronger, Klal Yisrael or Umas Olam?
It's a yes.
Yeah. And there has to, that's why that relationship has to exist in that kind of inverse relationship. Because who's ever on top, that their mission is what the one that's becoming more clear. So the Umos HaOlam were created in order to be defeated. That is the, or they don't have to be eradicated, they could be subordinate.
Right. Defeating them is them becoming subordinate.
Yeah, right.
And that's the revelation of Hashem.
Yes.
Destruction of
the
world.
They don't have a direct function in the revelation of Hashem. Their function is to be subordinate in our mission.
When they are subordinate in our mission, is there Ra like bittul, or they still have the Ra?
I think that's a bittul of Ra, because now their mission, they just become part of our greater mission now.
Yeah.
So Hashem Yishei Kedusha.
Right. Exactly.
So some of the Goyim even realize that now. Sometimes people will like tap me on the shoulder in Walmart or parking lot or Home Depot and just praise the Jews and
it's interesting. I mean, it happens.
There's a lot of people like that.
What?
There's a lot of people like that.
And they recognize the Jews.
Yeah, they recognize Jews as the blessed people, God's chosen people, and they just see a Jew with a yam and they react like
they want to connect. They want a peace.
They're part of the solution. Or they're part of the problem.
Right. So a guy that could be subordinate in that way will be part of that. So that's the beginning of the conversation. And he's gonna end up discussing that.
8:30 is here, it's starting tomorrow.
8:30 we just started.
What?
I'm gonna stop here.